Technical Director is Bill Deputy. Station Relations Director is Ken Mills. Development Associates, Lauren Callahan. And Program Assistants are Lydie Cook and Garrett Pittman. American Roots is supported by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Also, the Louisiana Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. At louisianatravel.com. Louisiana, pick your passion. Our presenting stations, WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. You can find American Roots and the entire archive streaming 24/7 from our website, americanroots.org. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX.
I do it again. Worth a nickel. Woo. Killing me.
Hola, comunidad. Soy el señor Fernando Pérez Viar y me gustaría invitarte a que te unas a mi programa Espacio Latino todos los domingos a las 5 a 6 de la tarde por la KRBS, el 88.7 de FM. Podemos hablar acerca de nuestra cultura y música latina.
To another edition of Freetown Radio. And we just heard Jimmy Witherspoon giving a little advice with a tune called Dr. Blues. And that was recorded in Los Angeles in 1949 for the Modern label that featured Maxwell Davis on the tenor sax. Maxwell Davis, a guy who shows up on many, many R&B records from that period. He was a busy dude. And this week on Freetown Radio, the doctor is in, and the doctor knows his business. That's for sure. That's our theme this week. And to start things off, we got a lot of great music for you today and a lot of varied music from all different eras. We're going to start it off with Cab Calloway and his orchestra, recorded in 1941 with Tyree Glenn, who was his trombone player, vibe player, and also a vocalist. Here's a little thing that Cab and Tyree do together. And we're going to start off the first set with a tune called Hey Doc in our Doctor Theme show. And one of the interesting things about this cut, it features a very young Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet, who's featured prominently. So for our first set, we're going to start out in the 40s, and we're going to end with one of the earliest things I've ever played. And we'll tell you all about it when we get to it. But here we go, starting off the first set of Freetown Radio with Cab Calloway and his orchestra and Hey Doc.
Hey, Doc, I got to see you.
Who's that waking me up at 8:30 here in the morning? What's wrong with you, boy?
Well, Doc, something is bothering me.
Is that so? Well, tell me about it.
Hey, Doc, I wonder what's wrong with me.
You look like you beat for your chops this morning.
Hey, Doc, my temperature is 103.
Well, let me feel your pulse, let me feel your pulse.
Hey, Doc, whenever she looks at me.
Oh, there's a chick mixed up in this thing here. Say, listen, do you get a hazy spell?
Yeah.
A crazy spell?
Yeah.
And you run around in circles and yell that you need a pill?
Hey, Doc, my ticker is on the blink.
Hey, nurse, hand me my stethoscope over there.
What do you think?
I think the trouble is, you in love.
But, Doc, that's a killer. That's a gasser. That knocks me on out.
it, the more I want it, see. I paid those doctors there in my dreams. When I'm troubled, bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Sandra, give me Dr. Jazz.
Dr. Fojo Bones, a very bitter enemy to Deacon Jones. Tuesday evening, Deacon Jones took sick, and it seemed he had to send for Dr. Fojo quick. On the deacon's face was a distressful frown. Indigestion had wore him down. The doctor says, oh, it's you I have to cure. Well, here's what I'll prescribe to fix you dough. Some green cucumbers, some stewed ripe rye, roast pork, cantaloupe, and Devo beer. Half a dozen crabs, two lobsters broiled, bananas and fish. But let the fish be spoiled. Cold storage chicken and hot corn bread. Now, I think that will be a scientific show. And if you eat everything, brother, that I'm telling you to eat, you'll never need a doctor no more. Matilda Jenkins whispered this to Deacon Jones. Said she used a fool to send for Dr. Bone. Don't you know the doctor is really sore on you? He loved that widow Brown, and you was kind of liking her, too. You remember it was peculiar how her husband died? Why, he suffered all. The neighbors just cried because his chances for life was mighty slim. And here's what Dr. Bones went and prescribed for him. A watermelon and peach ice cream, sour milk, applesauce and spinach greens, pudding, prunes and rice, a half-cooked shad, a dozen eggs and had all of them bad, some corn beef and cabbage, some lima beans. Now, wasn't that an awful cure? Mercy. Brother Brown went and ate everything that was told him to eat. Now, he'll never need a doctor no more.
Cause I know what's ailing me. physician to be feared. Tell you now, for my prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor.
Only the baby's arms could ever take away this chill.
I don't need no doctor.
Now the doctor said I need rest, but all I need is her tenderness. He put me on a critical list. When all I need is a her sweet kiss. He gave me a medicated lotion, but it didn't soothe.
It didn't soothe
my emotion.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
All my hope to live is gone.
Oh, you know Ray Charles don't need no penicillin? Yeah, Ray Charles with a song that was covered by many, many, many people, rock bands, all kinds of bands. But Ray was the first to record it. That was I Don't Need No Doctor, and that was a single that came out on the ABC label in 1966. And believe it or not, that song was written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. That's right, the team of Ashford and Simpson wrote I Don't Need No Doctor. And before Ray, we went all the way back to 1920 with a skit by Burt Williams with You'll Never Need a Doctor No More. That was recorded on November 12th in 1920 for the Columbia label. And Bert was an actor, a dancer, a composer, a musician, a lyricist, and he was considered the leading black entertainer of his times. He was born in 1874 in the British West Indies, and it was said that in his heyday, he made more money than the President of the United States. Bert Williams with You'll Never Need a Doctor No More. Before that, we heard Hello, Central, Give Me Dr. Jazz. That was Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, recorded in Chicago on December 16th of 1926. And we start off that set with Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Hey Doc, recorded in New York on July 24th of 1941 for the OK label. And that featured Tyree Glenn on the second vocal there. And Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet. So for our next set, we're going to switch gears entirely, as we often do. I don't want anybody to get bent out of shape here, though, so I'm going to warn you. But we're going to start off the next set with, well, you know what? I got something just what the doctor ordered.
What the doctor told me I was needing.
Oh, doctor.
And I knew he was right from the start. When I hold you close and kiss you, I'm in heaven. You're just what the doctor ordered for my broken heart.
Not so long ago, I thought I was in love. But now I know it wasn't meant to be.
Meant to be.
The moment I met you, my skies of gray turned blue, and the tears I shed are just a memory.
Memory. You're just what the doctor told me I was needing.
Oh, doctor.
When he took my pulse and looked down at his chart, you're a lot sweeter than the one I shed those tears for. You're just what the doctor ordered for my broken heart.
I'd found my dove, but she fed me poison love. And now I'm glad you've gone and set me free.
Set me free.
And now that you are mine, the world is rolling fine, and the blues I knew is just a memory.
Memory.
You're just what the doctor told me I was needing.
Oh, doctor.
And I knew he was right from the start. When I hold you close and kiss you, I'm in heaven. You're just what the doctor ordered for my broken heart.
Tried every doctor in my neighborhood. Yes, I've tried every doctor in my neighborhood. But I haven't even found now, doctor, who's capable of doing my blues any good. You had better leave her alone. She don't mean a doggone thing. You had better leave her alone. She don't mean a doggone thing. Ain't but the one thing that she's after, that is your doggone spending time. She wants to walk out of my door. Yes, the girl that I want now, people wants to walk out of my door. She just left me word telling me she won't come back to my house no more. Yes, I'm gonna try my best to leave her. Try my best to leave her. I'm gonna try to find someone now. Thanks the world and all of me. So bye, bye, bye. Baby, that I'm leaving you. So bye, bye, bye. Really, now I'm leaving you. Cause I've already found out that your love is not true.
Famous sleuth
who must be Sherlock, that's the truth.
Elementary, Dr. Watson.
You are amazing, Mr. Holmes.
Say, no detective stands a chance.
Well, how about the file of Vance?
Say, he's a good man, Dr. Watson.
Amateurs, Mr. Holmes.
When they have a crime wave and the papers all rave and they're hollering for a showdown, the inspector conceded he's gotta have me.
Quick, Sherlock. Slow down.
Cops can't even solve a crime.
Bound to miss it every time.
Now, ain't that awful, Dr. Watson?
Simply lousy, Mr. Holmes.
Have a case where they raid some gambling place. Harvey Muffet, Dr. Watson.
What's the reason, Mr. Holmes?
Well, by the time the cops catch on, all the evidence is gone. Must be dummies, Dr. Watson.
Why, they're morons, Mr. Holmes.
While they're looking around, not a thing to be found. All the gambling rooms and lobbies and the rattle of dice is the tangle of ice.
Look, a Sherlock, the bobbies.
Why, Inspector, howdy do.
Sherlock, I'll be seeing you.
Now, where you going, Dr. Watson?
To China, Mr. Holmes. As fast as I get boys to bed.
Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes. And that was one of my favorite groups, the Spirits of Rhythm. That was formed by Teddy Bunn, one of the great jazz guitar players in the early 30s. And that cut was recorded in New York on September 14th, 1934, for the Decca label. And what an interesting band that was. Very entertaining. And two songs we heard before that, they were all recorded, all three of those last songs recorded within months of each other. And before that one, we heard Sick with the Blues. That was Henry Townsend, great blues man from the St. Louis area. that recorded in the late 20s and 30s. And that one was recorded in Chicago on December 11th of 1933 for the Bluebird label. And before that, we heard Jack Kelly and his South Memphis Jug Band with a tune called Dr. Medicine. And that was recorded in New York City on August 3rd of 1933 for, I think, the Conqueror label. And that featured Dr. D.M. Higgs on the jug, Will Batts on the fiddle, and Jack Kelly on guitar and vocal, and Dan Sane on guitar. And we start off that set with Johnny and Jack and the Tennessee Mountain Boys with You're Just What the Doctor Ordered. And that was recorded in Nashville on February 21st, 1954, for the RCA Victor label. And that great fiddlin' on that track was none other than the great Benny Martin. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. This week's theme is The Doctor Is In, all tunes about doctors. That's right. And I see that we've reached about the halfway point of the show, and I want to let you know that Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana Lafayette, and we broadcast on KRVS-FM. That's 88.7 on your dial. And today we're broadcasting the show from the plush but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And it's a hot day. So for our second set, we're going to get a little modern on you. And for the second half of the show, I mean. And we're going to start this next set off with not something obscure, as I might be known for. Although, you know, all the music I play for you is good music. Let's call it good music. But this one, I think a bunch of you know. And we're going to go all the way up from where we've been to 1974. And we're going to get a little advice from the rock and roll doctor. Yeah, why not?
There was a woman in Georgia, didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chilled at night. Now things got worse, yes, a serious bind. In times like this, it takes a man with a style like getting out of a vine. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of the mind. If you like country with a funky thing, he's a man to me. If you like the sound of champion feet, he can be beat.
He's a man.
symptoms do I show that I'm in love with you? You explain it, I can't see why I blame it on the coffee. You're the doctor, and you ought to know. My pulse is fast, my head is slow. I wanna laugh, but I feel no glow. What can it be? Is there no cure for me? Is there no sympathy? But please be sure you're the doctor. You can tell. So I place my heart in your hands. Now before we part, please, doctor, mend my heart. You're the doctor, and you can make me well. For me, is there no sympathy? But please be sure you're the doctor. You can tell. So I place my heart in your hands. Now before we part, please, doctor, mend my heart. You're the doctor, and you can make me well.
Grandmambo, like they're doing out in New Orleans. Did you ever taste the Creole gumbo? Did you ever see the Zulu Queen? Oh, tripping on top of Tula's, ducking down on Dumelier. Boogie back along Burgundy, and shake it up and down St. Anne. See the big chief long hair juicing up a jungle jive. Did you ever see the Zulu doctor keep a Mardi Gras alive?
Oh, yeah, a little Dr. Feelgood taking care of business. None other than the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, with Dr. Feelgood. And that was released in 1967 on an album called I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. It came out on the Atlantic label. One of my favorite Aretha tracks. Before Dr. Feelgood, we heard Zulu Doctor. And that was John Cleary and his piano bass drum trio. And that was recorded live on the BBC in London back in 2010. And John Cleary visits Lafayette kind of often, and he brings that trio with him, and he uses different bass players and different drummers for that project. And on that particular one, he used Matt Perrine was playing the bass on that. Matt, you might know, is also the best tuba player in New Orleans. And Lafayette's own Doug Belote on the drums. The song called Zulu Doctor. And that song was written by John Cleary's Uncle John. I believe his name was John Johnson, who was a guitarist and vocalist, songwriter, who had a great little band over in England that played the pub scene there, called JJ and the Flyers. And that was his nephew, John Cleary, great pianist from England, who's been living in New Orleans for many years. And we sure do appreciate him. What a great, great player. And before Zulu Doctor, we heard Martha Davis, great vocalist, great piano player, great songwriter, with a tune called You're the Doctor. And that was recorded in New York on May 10th, 1951, for the Decca label. And she didn't have any slouches in that trio that backed her up. That was John Collins on the guitar, Calvin Ponder on the bass, and Mr. Art Blakey on the drums in a small setting. Martha Davis, great artist. And we start off that whole set with a man who's got a PhD in bebop and a master's in swing. That's right. That was Little Feat, Lowell George singing that. Tune called Rock and Roll Doctor. That was from their album called Feats Don't Fail Me Now. And that was recorded for the Warner Brothers label, and that album came out in 1974. So it looks like we got time for one more set. And we're going to start out with a really beautiful, maybe a sad piece, but a really, really beautiful piece from Skip James, and one of the greatest blues guitar players. And this one was recorded on December 16th, 1964, and it was Skip's first studio session since 1931. If you can believe that. And this was recorded at Dick Spotswood's house, the famous musicologist, in Falls Church, Virginia. And what do we got up here in our doctor theme? We got Skip doing Sick Bed Blues. Here we go.
Awful pain and deep in misery. awful pain and deep in misery. I ain't got nobody to come and see about me. Every dog, baby, got a day. Every dog, baby, got a day. Every dog, baby, got a day. But I said, please, don't you treat me this old way. The doctor came looking very sad. The doctor came looking very sad. The doctor came looking very sad. He diagnosed my case and said it was awful bad. He walked away mumbling very low. He walked away mumbling very low. He walked away mumbling very low. He said, may get better, but he never get well no more. I hollered, oh, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Lord. Oh, Lordy, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, Lordy, Lord, Lord, Lord. I've been so badly misused and treated just like a dog. I got a long trip and I'm just too weak to ride. I got a long trip and I'm just too weak to ride. I got a long trip and I'm just too weak to ride. Now it's 1,000 people standing at my bedside. Take a stone, you can bruise my bone. You take a stone and you can bruise my bone. You take a stone and you can bruise my bone. But you sure gonna miss me when I'm dead and gone. I've been around the ocean, I've been across the sea. Been on the ocean and I've been across the sea. Been on the ocean and I've been across the sea. I ain't find nobody would feel my sympathy. Thank you.
what makes a garden grow. Why Mary is contrary, well, I guess I'll never know. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Please explain it so I'll see. Well, I only read 6 chapters, and the doggone thing is sure confusing me. But since your book came out, old Mabel always carries a gun. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Won't you tell me if you could? Why she ain't behaving the way your book says she should? Well, there was little Bo Peep, so innocent and so sweet. But now that she's read the Kinsey Report, Bo Peep has lost her sheep. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Please explain it so I'll see. How did you do, doggone? Well, this book is killing me. See you.